Carrot from the Doctor, with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
A recent study found that possibly parents whose goal was to improve their child's academic achievement often initiated a medication-based treatment for children with ADHD. And if parents had the goal of improving their child's behavior and social interactions, then they might be more likely to choose behavior therapy. My guest is Dr. Andrew Addisman. He's the Chief of Developmental and Behavioral Pediatrics at the Stephen Alexander Cohen Children's Hospital, Children's Medical Center of New York. Welcome to the show, Dr. Addisman. So speak about the study and your experiences with parents in the goals that they're trying to set out for their ADHD children.
Well, children with ADHD oftentimes have difficulty academically in school, and depending on, you know, how much hyperactivity or impulsivity there may be in addition to inattention, they may also have problems socially with peers or behaviorally at home. This study looked at children with ADHD and to what extent the parents' goals were for therapy. And as you noted, when the focus was on academics, they were more likely to go with medication. And when the focus was on behavior problems, parents were more likely to choose a behavior therapy. I think it's important that listeners understand that behavioral interventions and medication are the two first-line treatments for kids with ADHD. And parents or clinicians can pursue either treatment approach when you're dealing with a grade school or middle school age child who's having difficulties. I think that behavior therapy makes, you know, sort of a more logical next step when there are behavior problems, although medication can be helpful. And certainly even in an academic setting, sometimes behavioral interventions can be helpful as well. I think, you know, when parents have this choice or clinicians have a choice about how to proceed, you know, there are many, many different factors, and certainly, you know, parents may go with one or the other approach, and then oftentimes both as well.
So if they do go for that sort of multiple modality treatment, they're going for both. They're going for the behavioral therapy and medication. That can start pretty early, but I know that the parents I know who have children in this situation tend to be a little wary of medication. Can one or the other modality, Dr. Addisman, kind of run the gamut, or you just have to see if one doesn't work and then maybe try the other, or and both?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to emphasize that the younger the child, the more we should be thinking about behavioral approaches as a first-line treatment. So certainly for children ages, you know, 4 and 5, and the American Academy of Pediatrics has recently provided guidelines for assessment and treatment of preschool ADHD, behavior therapy is generally recommended as the first-line treatment, not medication. When you're dealing with school-age children, there's still sometimes, you know, reluctance by parents to pursue medication, and that may be understandable, and a behavioral approach with educational supports is a very reasonable first-line treatment. And if it's helpful, if families are able to get the services they need, if they're able to follow through, and if it makes a significant enough improvement for the child, then medication may not be important or may not be necessary. On the other hand, in many households or many communities, families can't get easy access to behavior therapists. Either they have issues in terms of time, in terms of money, in terms of available resources. And then medication is an alternative approach that's likely to be just as effective, if not more effective, and pediatricians and others can, you know, guide families and provide them reassurance about what are the likely benefits and the potential side effects.
When you're working with families, Dr. Addisman, do you ask them right away, what are your goals? Do you want this child to be, you know, successful academically? Do you want them to be a child with lots of friends? Do you ask them these kinds of things?
Well, in our practice, actually, we ask that right up front in the application that we have families fill out. But in a primary care setting, I think that when parents are speaking with their pediatrician, you know, oftentimes what's implicit, if not explicit, is, you know, where the frustration is, in what way or ways the child is not meeting expectations. So, you know, if the child who's, you know, behaviorally being stigmatized and not getting invited to birthday parties, well, clearly changes and improvement in terms of behavior functioning are important. On the other hand, for a child who should be a good student and who's academically underachieving, clearly the focus is going to be on trying to help that child fulfill his potential. sometimes, if not often, it's both. And so, you know, parents understandably will sort of want their children to be both successfully academically as well as to, you know, behave their best at home if possible and to be well accepted socially by their peers.
What's the goal of medications, Dr. Adisman?
Well, with medication, we typically see improvements in terms of attention span. We see reduced impulsivity and reduced hyperactivity, and those are the core symptoms that we see in kids with ADHD. I think when pediatricians are evaluating a child and beginning treatment, whether behavior therapy or medication, it's important for pediatricians to speak with families about what their expectations are, framing the expectations in terms of having, you know, realistic expectations. The child's bedroom may not be spotless all the time, but on the other hand, you know, getting homework done without interruption may be a more reasonable goal. And then looking to see response, both, you know, perhaps using rating scales from the parent and the teacher so that you can sort of have a quantitative, somewhat more objective sense for how there's changes or improvement over time.
Do the medications affect their ability for alertness? You know, a lot of parents want to know this, Dr. Adisman. They wonder if these medications are going to take away the highs and lows that naturally come with life that some ADHD children might experience, you know, in a bigger way than other people.
Sure. So, you know, I occasionally hear from families that, you know, they don't want their child to lose his personality. And in general, the medication... you know, if you think about it, there's, you know, more than a million children around the country on medication for ADHD. And although that typically means that there's a million anxious moms, you also have a million households, a million moms and dads who are overall impressed that the benefits of the medicine outweigh any side effects. So, you know, and when we talk about side effects, we're usually talking about, you know, fairly modest effects on sleep or appetite. If a medicine is changing a child's personality, if that child is losing his or her spark, if it's making them seem flatter or, you know, just the same child, then that's something that they should discuss with their pediatrician. And the overwhelming likelihood is that either by lowering the dose of the medicine or changing to a different medicine or making some other change, that things can be improved and that child's personality can be restored. Most of the time, this is not an issue whatsoever.
And what about behavioral therapy? The goal there would be?
Behavior therapy, most typically behavior. So, you know, hopefully, first of all, I think it's important that listeners understand that behavior therapy is not a therapist typically meeting with the child or playing with the child or engaging the child. Behavior therapy is typically focused on the parents themselves. And so it's coaching the parents, helping them set appropriate behavioral expectations, and then trying to get better compliance and follow-through from the child. Usually it involves setting clear expectations and clear instructions and having clear consequences, hopefully motivating the child using positive, you know, behavioral reinforcers or tangible reinforcers, as well as, you know, verbal praise, and then also having follow-through. You know, there are a lot of times parents will tell me that, you know, they've tried timeout and it doesn't work. And my response to families typically is, you know, timeout works really well the same way that diets work really well. But if you're not consistent and if you're not attentive to the follow-through, then they may break down. And so I think that, you know, behavior therapy really has to be parent-focused in terms of giving clear instructions and how to motivate kids both through positive and negative reinforcement in terms of bringing out the best behavior in kids.
And it would seem that you would really have to be consistent as listeners in whatever treatment you choose and speak with your doctor at length about them. Ask questions. Bring your questions in on a piece of paper so you don't forget to ask them. And remember, whatever treatment you choose, you must be consistent with it. You must stick with it. And if there are some side effects, things you don't like, things you're seeing, then be sure and discuss them with your pediatrician. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.